Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and I thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I thought it might be fun for us to stop for just a minute and take a look at something that's probably near and dear to all of us and something we can all learn from, all grow through, and all find something encouraging in. That's not easy to do in this world, but let's try our best to do it, and that is relationships. Listen to what the gospel writer Mark has to say in Mark chapter 3, beginning of verse 13. Afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain and called out the ones he wanted to go with him, and they came to him. Then he appointed 12 of them and called them his apostles. They were to accompany him, and he would send them out to preach. Now, think about this. Jesus has gone away, and he is praying about who would be separated from the bulk of disciples and become his apostles, and he would appoint 12 of them, and these had to be unique selections, and Jesus himself taught us the importance of prayer. Now, it was a God-appointed moment when I believe God spoke into my life and used a dear friend of mine that gave me the encouragement to step into leaving the business world and stepping into vocational ministry. I mean, this guy is a fellow by the name of Terry Harold. Now, Terry's retired now, but the fact is he took it upon himself to befriend me and become a person that poured into my life and then introduced me to dozens of other people that poured into my life years ago when I started my career. And one of the things that I learned was that when we have relationships that are so meaningful that they give of themselves and we find it easy to give of ourselves, time together is valuable because we grow at the rate at which our relationships pour into us, we receive it, and then give it back. I think one of the most beautiful things is that we can experience the blessing of being a blessing to others. It is like a blessing others who are before you. It's the same as Jesus' lesson and example for us to be with others, not just physically, but emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. Jesus was always with these people, and they were with him. And Jesus was always with other people, finding them where they were, spending time with them, and taking them where they ought to be, always to a better place. Isn't it interesting that Jesus needed time alone with the Father so that he could be with others all the time? Jesus was always in the moment with people. And he calls you and I to do the same thing with him and with others. He calls us into relationship, a deeper relationship with him, and as a result, with others. You know, life is full of God-appointed moments like when I met Terry Harold and he began to pour into my life. Like, well, sitting at Ruby Tuesday's eating a salad with this fella who decided, Chuck, I see something in you, and I want to pour a relationship into you. I'll never forget the kindness that was extended to me, and I pray I can do that with so many more as we move forward in this life. Today, go make a list of some folks that you have deep relations with, and remember, when Jesus appointed them, he spent time with them. Let us spend wise and godly time with those who love us and those we love. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.